Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? I'm so jazzed to be here in the new Art of Construction studio to be talking a little bit more Trimble and get into more cool perspectives. It's just such a cool company. And as we tee this thing up here, I'm live in studio with Nathan Patton. But to go back a little bit, if you go to AOC show 241, where we had the conversation with David, who is the leader of how a robot dog creates a single source of truth on projects. And that single source of truth has just been such a magical thing that's hit us between the ears and just thinking a lot about this stuff. So we wanted to have more conversations with Trimble. If you don't know what Trimble is the industrial technology company transforming the way the world works by delivering solutions that enable our customers to thrive. Core technologies in positioning, modeling, connectivity, and data analytics connect the digital and physical worlds to improve productivity, quality, safety, transparency, and sustainability. From purpose-built products to enterprise lifecycle solutions, Trimble is transforming industries such as ag, construction, geospatial, and transportation. And so today we're going to be talking about this visualization part that I think back when I was at Autodesk University at 2018 and I was like seeing this stuff, I was like, wow, this is so amazing. But today, tribe, we're going to talk about how they're launching stuff that is just so cool that's really going to help you grow your business. And the main message that I want to convey is that the integration of mixed reality technology and construction is no longer in the future. It's now. It has crossed the chasm from early adoption to being an integral piece of the connected construction workflow. And how does that benefit you? Well, the idea of connecting digital and physical worlds has generated excitement for many years. More recently, it has delivered proven ROI as well as improved efficiency and the ability to understand and visualize 3D construction designs in context of the physical job site. So when we talk about one source of truth, this is physically being on the job site, but actually being able to work from that digital twin. And I'm so excited to explore the use of this virtual mixed and augmented reality in construction. And we're going to talk about that to really understand the variances and the different. And it's super exciting to have you in the studio here, Nathan, as we've been balancing the ups and downs of when we can be in person. But thank you for so much for coming in and being part of the Art of Construction tribe on this journey.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Really, really excited to be here.
Cool. Well, let's get into the speed round, get to know Nathan and his story and what he's got going over at Trimble. Nathan, what's your favorite beverage?
Changes with the season, I'd say. Summer a little bit lighter, a little bit fruitier maybe. But in the winter, definitely a little darker. So a good Guinness is usually my go-to in the winter.
There you go. I had a like cherry nitro stout from Left Hand last night. Like it was like so good. It was like it totally hit. When that cold weather comes in,
yeah,
right?
It's just something different.
Yeah, totally. What's a favorite place you've traveled?
I'd have to go with Switzerland. I got a chance to go there when I was in college, and it's just such a beautiful country. You get the mountains, you get the lakes, but then they're, you know, also just super precise and so accurate with their train systems and their construction and, you know, data and stuff like that. Really ties into my geeky side, so I love being there.
Cool. Well, give us one story from Switzerland.
So we got to go and check out the Point Zero of their geodetic network. So my background's in geomatics and we'll get into that, but we got to find the coordinate that is 000 for the entire country. So that was kind of cool. They had this big monument up on this hill. So that was kind of funny to go out there and see their point zero.
It's funny what you remember. We're doing a lot of work with a window company in Canada called Lowen. And like, there's this whole thing of like the center of Canada, right? Like, and it's just like something cool that when you get to like go get out and see the world and that's what is a lot of fun about the Art of Construction, right? And what do you like to do outside of the Art of Construction? And we're going to talk about breaking down these silos with all your crazy, cool geo stuff. What do you do outside of that?
Outside of that, I definitely got into golf this summer, moving down to Colorado from Canada. The spring lasts a little longer. The fall goes a little further. So got out as much as I could this summer for sure.
Moving from Canada, where in Canada?
Yeah, I'm from Regina, Saskatchewan originally, but I lived in Calgary for the last 8 years. So I came down about a year ago and golfed as much as I could this summer.
It gets cold. I moved to Denver from North Dakota, from Fargo, and we'd go up to Winnipeg and spend a lot of time in Canada. But if golf is your passion, it's a short window, but it's a nice window in the golf, and it's up there too. So
definitely.
Awesome. Well, Nathan, what's your story that led you to becoming a product manager at Trimble?
Yeah. So like I was saying, coming from Calgary, Alberta, I went and got my degree in geomatics engineering, which if you don't know, geomatics is a fancy way of saying geospatial, kind of taking anything to do with spatial data and making some use out of it. So surveying is a big application, laser scanning, total stations, that type of technology. But even more so now, it's that location-based data. So, Google Maps, Tesla's self-driving cars, that kind of technology, it all revolves around this kind of geospatial data.
Got it.
So that's what I went to school for. When I graduated in 2018, I went and worked at Stantec, which is an engineering consulting firm, and worked as a surveyor in construction and legal up in Canada for a number of years. Went and got my drone pilot's license and flew all over North America and got up to the Arctic Circle, got some experience. And the more that I used the technology, the more I realized that I wanted to make an impact on how that was being used and how we could change, from a higher level, what construction is really getting at, right? And how we can connect those pieces of construction together. So I found an opportunity at Trimble in their rotational development program. So I've been in that program for a year and a half now. Every 6 months, I rotate into a different job, actually.
Oh, wow.
In a different industry. So I've gone from, buildings to SketchUp, which is architectural software, to civil construction all over the place. But all the while in the background, I've been working specifically with the buildings and construction team in mixed reality. And so that's kind of taken me into this product manager life cycle and applying that industry background into how we can shape technology going forward.
Well, you're definitely the guy to help us put these goggles on and understand spatially where we're going. Can you tell us a little bit more about your expertise in geospatial and how it ties into mixed reality?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the same core principles from geospatial in total stations and laser scanners. It all applies to mixed reality too. When you're tying down your model with good geometry and you're taking those fundamental principles, it's all spatial data at the end of the day. So it really helps to kind of provide an experience that's going to make that mixed reality as accurate as possible and, true and keep the fidelity as true as possible. And then the other side is bringing in the industry background, right? So getting that survey experience has really helped me to pull in the understanding of what's important to that kind of person in the field or what's important to that customer.
Yeah, you went out in all kinds of crazy places and flew drones and like literally lived it before you're in there programming like how that. And we always talk about these video games and connecting the field to the office. And you really have to be able to wear the different, roles of what we call the customer care wheel of all these handoffs if you're really going to be playing from one source of truth, right? And so what I want you to talk about, like break down for the Art of Construction tribe, because I raise my hand and say, I've put a lot of thinking caps and had a lot of great stories, but talk through the difference between virtual reality, mixed reality and augmented reality, and why are those differences so important as we start to understand? It's like we're finally getting past somebody, they know what VR goggles or this and that, but like what are the difference of those different buckets if I'm understanding those right?
I would look at virtual reality as being this kind of fully digital environment. So you're wearing goggles, like you said, like the Oculus or something like that, and you're kind of blocking out the real world. It's all purely digital, right? So can't take that onto a construction site, at least not safely right now today.
Yeah.
But it's really great for, visualizing your designs in the office, right? So maybe that applies more to the architectural, to the pre-design phase, but it's all kind of virtual around you. And that's where virtual reality is. Augmented reality is kind of the next step further, where you've got maybe a two-dimensional tablet or, an iPhone or an Android, something like that. And you're kind of overlaying the digital data on top of the real world, what you're seeing. Mixed reality is then that next step. It's fully immersive. You're fully, working in that digital environment and it's overlaid and snapped to the real world around you. And so that's where mixed reality kind of brings that immersive nature of being able to see the data as if it were already there, right? So it's kind of steps along the process of being really true to the real world versus being really true to the digital world.
Such a great explanation, because we always talk about how this kind of crawl, walk, run is like the VR is kind of that, the lowest, because it's just the one digital thing that whether you look on a TV or immersive, and then the augmented is kind of taking that one thing, but just kind of overlaying it. But the mixed reality is truly connecting the field to the office. Is that, am I understanding that right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're all different ways of interacting and have their different pros and cons, but mixed reality is definitely the one at the end of the day that's taking data from the real world and putting data from the digital world all in one mixed environment, right?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, I would like you to talk about the origin of Trimble's mixed reality and then in all these different endeavors that led you to where we are today, because as I've been working with all these cool companies like Trimble, is that you have to kind of, you got to make sure that you don't scare somebody before they fully get invested in this thing, right? And it's kind of this digital revolution that we call the click-to-mortar experience is, how do you do that? So talk through us kind of from the origin of this endeavors of kind of how we are to today.
Yeah. So Trimble actually got into mixed reality back in 1997, which is crazy to think about mixed reality back then. And so that was our first patent and our first kind of jump into it. But really the rubber started hitting the road in 2014 when we partnered up with Microsoft and started working on the HoloLens project with them.
Yeah.
And at all times, it always comes back to us at Trimble about not just, hey, what's this cool technology, but what's the customer problem that we can solve, right?
Totally.
And like you said, how do we actually convince a customer that this new crazy technology is going to solve problems for them? So along the way, we've been developing and working on this, you know, bleeding edge technology, but it always comes back to that kind of center point of how does this actually apply to construction? So, you know, in 2014, when the HoloLens was coming through, we worked really closely with Microsoft to figure out, okay, what problems in the AEC and MEP industries, you know, in construction, what are we able to solve with this? And so we worked really closely with them and then went and actually developed our own hardware project with them called the XR10.
Yeah.
So that's the XR10 with HoloLens 2. It's the it's one of the only safety certified hard hat mixed reality products that you can take. I think it's certified in over 57 countries, OSHA certified. So it's actually allows you to get onto a construction site with mixed reality. A lot of these other solutions don't have that safety factor. And it's all, you know, working with Microsoft to develop the technology, but always with that customer focus.
Yeah, what a powerful partnership, right? So if we've interviewed different people from Microsoft and different people from Trimble, like those two companies working together, they're the ones that are going to be able to actually put together and have the bandwidth and the know-how to do that of blending the mixed reality with the hardware and solving the customer problems, like being safely on the job site versus just this kind of weird video game with a big computer set up in the corner or whatever's happening, of putting the field into the office. You've like put it on, you know, on somebody's head to be in the office like they're in the office, but it's just such a cool thing. And we'll put links in the show notes. You guys just launched a really cool video and all kinds of stuff around all this stuff. But can you give us an overview of all the most current uses of mixed reality in construction kind of today, how all that, just an overview of kind of the current lay of the land?
Yeah, definitely. So mixed reality, like you said at the top, you know, has kind of crossed from that early adoption into being a real proven, you know, revenue generating technology.
Yeah.
So it hits every phase of construction from the pre-design to the actual building, to maintenance and operation. Right now, the biggest kind of use cases are in that visualization phase, being able to check the design against the physical world, looking for any clashes, detecting any problems that are coming up, and then being able to get ahead of that, right? So if I'm out on a job site and I'm doing a pre-construction walkthrough and I can see that the building doesn't fit the footprint properly, or I can walk through and recognize that, you know, my HVAC system has some change because it was field fit
it
by the installation.
It changes in the field?
So as you're exactly right,
I had to throw you off your rocker there. It's like this is the part of just stopping in our tracks and being real about this. Like, what are the real problems? I love how Trimble says, like, what are we trying to solve? Like, you know, big commercial construction, especially, like, it's just this nonstop thing, right? So how cool is that when you can, in the real world, see what is not matching up to the intent from the one source of truth, right?
Exactly. And you tie it in perfectly there with that one source of truth, right? You know, I've got my supervisor out using mixed reality on the job site. He recognizes that things are changing and that affects every subcontractor, every system that's coming after in the schedule. You know, he or she needs to update that in the progress. and update that in the schedule. So he's able to use the Trimble Connect platform that this mixed reality is built off of and assign a to-do, as we call it, or an action item.
Yeah, just simple, like right there, and send what the real issue is, right?
And so you compare that with exactly what you're seeing in first-person view with the model overlaid on the real world and tag, you know, that stakeholder and say, hey, this needs to change. This is what it looks like. And then you get ahead of that you know, change order that's going to come later down the road. So you're being more effective and efficient with your construction. But that piece of collaboration is that other kind of real use case right now, right? We've got people, especially with COVID, it's been exacerbated. You can't easily travel everywhere.
Right.
So what better way to get a technique or a technical expert on site than calling in and having somebody with mixed reality on the job site, showing the data perfectly overlaid and fully immersive, you know, one-to-one scale on the job site, while, you know, your technical expert is in, you know, an office hundreds of miles away, and then also doing the same thing with five other projects ongoing various places around the world, right?
Yeah.
So it opens up that collaboration, opens up that context of the model, and provides access to more people. So it's really providing a single source of truth in that digital frame, but then applying the workflows you're already doing on top of it.
Yeah, and I'm a glass half full type of guy. That's like one of the exciting things out of COVID. It like forced this thing that kind of went from, yeah, that's kind of cool stuff that only a couple of people are, you know, that's way out there too. Here it is. And so here's the part that I'm like so excited for you to tell the story about of, you know, I love the new and the moving forward, right? So we've kind of set the stage of how this is where it's at and where we're going. But can you tell us about the new mixed reality product that you're the product manager of?
Yeah, I'm really excited to finally be able to share this. It's been something that we've been working on for a long time. So this new product that we've just announced is called FieldLink MR, or FieldLink Mixed Reality. And really, it combines a couple of technologies that we've been working on for a long time. So it combines the visual context and understanding with mixed reality with the accuracy and confidence and precision of our Trimble robotic total stations for construction layout. So if you're unfamiliar with construction layout, essentially you're taking a Windows tablet and talking to a total station, and it's going to tell you really accurately within a quarter of an inch or a 16th of an inch exactly where information from the digital model needs to go in the real world, right? So connecting that digital and physical world. But the problem with today's workflow is that it's assuming that you're always looking at the total station. And the way it's giving you directions is move 2.368 meters to the right and move 5.321 meters forward. I use meters because I'm Canadian, so I apologize.
Well, which is actually the crux of the problem here, right? When you go different places in the world, and the further you go out in the world, the smaller the pool is of these experts. So you have to be able to adopt.
Exactly.
Right?
And so you get these directions, and I don't know about you, but tangibly trying to translate what those dimensions mean into the real world, you end up doing what I always did when I was in the field, which is called the survey dance. At least I call it the survey dance.
I've never heard that term, but it's like all the things I've seen of these early adopters of like printing QR codes or these different, like all these things people have tried to geospatially understand, like physically, where am I mapped out to what's digitally where I'm at. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. So you're trying to take that information and then you walk in one direction, you walk in the other direction, you do these side steps to try to get yourself exactly to where that point is supposed to be. And then you realize, oh, you're still, you know, a couple feet away. So you keep fine tuning it. And that process of laying out a single point can take several minutes for somebody with experience and who's used to this.
With experience.
Or it can take 5 or more minutes for people who are coming in without experience.
Right. And now it's the opposite of what we're trying to achieve here.
Exactly. It's taking up more time than it should, right? And, you know, over hundreds of points, thousands of points on a job site, that time really adds up.
Yeah.
So with mixed reality, you can see exactly where that point is. There is no direction that you have to follow to get there. You simply see it in front of you. You walk up to it. So even if we're just saving seconds per point, you know, that's hours in a day and a massive accumulation of time savings over the course of a job. But beyond that, it's that mixed reality component really comes in and gives you the context and the confidence of what you're doing, right? So I not only see where my points are, but I understand that I'm laying those out because that's where an HVAC duct is supposed to go, or the anchor bolts, or, you know, the steel component. So I understand not just that I'm laying these points out, but I understand what's supposed to be built there. so I can be more confident with what I'm doing and understand how I fit in that construction environment. Not to mention, I can detect clashes now as the layout professional who's on the job site every day.
Wait, you mean the actual person doing the work is important to actually understand how it's connected?
Exactly. It's democratizing the model, if I'll put my product manager hat on for a second. But it's giving access to that data to more people, right?
Totally.
And it's taking that single source of truth, like you mentioned, and making it accessible to more people. Because that's the next step, right? We can have a single source of truth, but it doesn't really mean anything if more people aren't given access to it.
Love it.
And so then the biggest benefit that I'm really excited about is actually, you know, the macro trends in construction, seeing that we have an aging workforce, people retiring and taking a lot of knowledge and understanding of construction with them. And you've got young people coming in with little to no experience, little to no background in these trades. And you're able to put mixed reality on their head, guide them to those points, gain, you know, increase their efficiency really fast, but also give them a bit of understanding of what they're doing on the construction site. Because for me and a lot of other people, I'm sure it's very visual to know what you're doing. And then to get that understanding by seeing that model and that data around you. So it raises that quality of work, raises that efficiency in a much shorter time frame. And then now you're getting the most out of your workforce and combating this aging workforce problem.
Yeah. And when I saw this, like had a full demo and did a deal back at Autodesk University in 2018, I started this whole thing of like, well, this is it. This is connecting. This is taking video games and turning them into the real business of everything you just talked about. Of when you're putting this HoloLens Trimble's on, you're putting so much wealth. You're putting all these brains on someone's head that you don't have enough time in old school construction to just go out there and figure it out. And this is truly taking what we call about the Amazon effect of like putting someone day one can go out there and experience all these moving parts. Like that's so cool, but so needed, which is really what we get. And so I want to zoom back a little bit and like talk to me about like help the Art of Construction tribe understand what is Trimble's product development process? Like how does this look like? How does this work for you to get to what you're talking about, this really cool tool?
Yeah, so we always start with this idea. We always start and try and focus on the customer problem at the beginning. You know, what are we solving today? What are we not solving? And what can we benefit, right? And then we go and prototype and we build and, you know, get a proof of concept, right? So this started about 2 years ago where we're trying to say, hey, mixed reality with the total station, can we do it, right? And so we built this little prototype that just was simply, you know, had a few points out in mixed reality space and you tried to lay them out. And then we get that in front of customers and we actually validate, you know, is this a problem that you have? Is this something that we're solving for you or can we do it better, right? So we get that interaction with the customer really early on. We take that feedback, we go back to the lab and we work it out, we flesh it out, we iterate on those problems. And now we're at the stage that we're at today where we have this product full-fledged, we've got a beta program and we actually get as many customers as we can involved from all regions of the world to get different perspectives in construction and say, hey, we've taken your advice and we've taken your feedback. Now we've built this product that actually has functionality and has connection, all of these tangible benefits. Go and use it on the job site. Let us know that it is solving those problems. And then from there, we're like, good to go. Or in that case, you know, if we have to make changes, we're able to get in there and really hone it back, right? Make sure that it's addressing those problems and it's not just some product that we thought is cool and we built it for the sake of being technology, you know?
So what you're saying is you think you have something that's going to solve a customer's problems, but then you go ask the customer to make sure it's actually what the intent. Sounds simple, but construction tech, we need to think about that, right? Like the amount of things I see out there that, you know, I can see their intent, but is it solving a problem that's going to move construction forward? Like, and that's something with construction tech you got to really think about, right? So I'd love for you to talk. Can you talk about some of your different case studies or what adoption have you seen? Or what are you expecting to see from what you're talking about?
Yeah, definitely. So I'll kind of split that one up into two components. So what we're seeing with mixed reality already is like I said, it's a true proven revenue generator now. It's taking that connected construction and applying it in the real world. So we're seeing customers, you know, in Canada, for example, taking it onto a job site where they're expanding an existing building and they're able to take a look at their design, compare it against the real world. And they were actually able to find $25,000 worth of rework that they would have to do. And they detected it months in advance by using mixed reality, you know, hanger bolts being in the wrong place, access doors going through other systems, right? Little things that you may just totally miss, but that's $25,000. That's five times.
Not to mention the supply channel crisis we're under of ordering new or changing products.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, we have another customer who was using it for a similar purpose in real estate development and residential condominiums in South America. And they were able to reduce their change orders by 50%, which may not sound like a ton off the top, but that generated 2% cost decrease at the end of the total project. So 2% of the entire project's cost was saved by using mixed reality.
Nice.
And that's where it is today. But even with the beta program that we have for FieldLink MR, we're seeing customers, you know, not only saving time, laying out their points of being quicker and faster, but, you know, I, for example, gave it to a beta customer who's never done mixed reality, never done layout ever before. And within 5 minutes of getting his bearings, he was able to lay out 25 points just as fast as I am with 5+ years of experience using a tablet. So that's just one small sample of saying, hey, this technology is going to help people without experience and help people with experience. Not to mention, he also found a clash the second he put the hard hat on in our office using a model from our actual building that was designed. So we're going to go back to our architect and say, hey, something got missed here.
Important stuff. So I guess the part I'd be curious your take of now, you know, like we're in the future now with mixed reality, but how important are developments in laser scanning and reality capture, which has been Trimble's bread and butter for a long time, right? So how do these developments... how do these tie into the mixed reality?
I think it all ties together, right? Mixed reality, laser scanning, total stations, all of that stuff, it all ties together. And, you know, I'll sound like a broken record here, but it all comes back to the customer problem, right? We're always trying to innovate what we've got to better solve those problems. And so FieldLink MR is a great example of advancements in total stations and advancements in mixed reality coming together because there's a mutual problem to be solved. It's the same thing with laser scanners, with Spot the Dog, you know, and that collaboration with Boston Dynamics, is that there's problems that need to be solved in the industry, and we can solve them with technology, with development and advancements in all of these areas, and they all talk to each other, right? The customer doesn't care if you have product line A and product line B, they just care about problem. And so if we're able to solve them in any way with any combination of these products and solutions, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Totally. And I want to reiterate one more time and have you just talk through this 7 times for the first time is what I raised my hand is this stuff can be intimidating or overwhelming, but how does all of this connect the field to the office to provide one source of truth on projects from your point of view?
I think the beauty of it is that it's all built on the Trimble Connect Cloud platform, which basically is like an upgraded way of sharing and collaborating with your data, right? So you can have all of the stakeholders on your project tuned into this one data center that has that single source of truth, that single model. So when your engineer pushes a new revision, a new design based off of something, that information is stored and saved in that Connect platform. And then I can take that newest version, take it into FieldLink on my tablet, take it into FieldLink on my mixed reality device, and I can go and lay out and then push that progress that I take back to the cloud as well. So the stakeholders can see what's been laid out. They can see the progress I've made. Right, keeping all of that information in one place. If there's a clash or if there's something that needs to change, I can assign that action item to a stakeholder directly through the model itself. It's not a sticky note on a window. It's not an email that's totally disassociated from the data, but it's right there in the model. Everyone can see it and everyone can see the update's been made or it hasn't been made, right? And it's that collaboration piece of being able to tie everything back to the data and then give that data to more people on the job site. Right. So we have the source of truth, but then it's giving it access to more people.
Love it. Well, I'm hearing this and I'm assuming a lot of the Art of Construction tribe is thinking that is amazing, but I don't do huge commercial airport, massive projects. I'd be curious your take. Do you see this technology ever coming into the residential sector and, you know, all the smaller people that make the Art of Construction really work from the big picture point of view? What's your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely. It already is in a lot of ways, right? Some customers are out there using these technologies already. A great example, you know, SketchUp is an architectural software that we have here at Trimble, and they have a virtual reality, mixed reality application as well. That allows you to visualize that data from an architectural standpoint or an interior design standpoint. But even with the existing, you know, Kinect mixed reality and FieldLink MR, you know, you're able to take that into these small projects, and maybe you get rid of the tablet in that scenario, right? So you're saving cost on hardware up front, and you're able to leverage just this mixed reality because you're doing a little bit less layout, right? But then you can use that mixed reality space for visualizations and for cross checks and all these different things. You know, it doesn't matter the scale of the project. The ROI is still there. It's just a matter of leveraging that technology in those different ways, right? Being able to have that digital data and reference it for any project, right?
Yeah. So as we get to close this thing out, you know, this Art of Construction tribe and our platform, this is for you contractors and affiliates to connect the right construction technologies with the right products, to turn that hand, instead of just have your hand out, is to turn it sideways for the right handshakes, right? And so as we do this thing, I'm really curious about your answer, as you've been out in the field in the Arctic and Point Zero and now doing that, to now in the office working with an amazing company like Trimble and helping launching these tools today, that it's fun to say the future is today, but what is your crystal ball for the future of technology and construction?
I think it's, you know, from my time in the field, the big thing for me was always I didn't have access to all the design data. I didn't have access to where my data was going, and I didn't necessarily understand how I fit on that job site.
Mm.
And what we're seeing today with things like FieldLink MR and Trimble Connect and Spot the Dog, it's that source of truth, right? Connecting that data. I think technology is moving to the point where more people on the job site are going to have access to that data, first of all. More people are going to have access to the 3D data. But then beyond that, it's going to be, you know, all these different data points are actually talking to each other and providing benefits and analysis and being able to say, you know, with the progress that we're making today, what's the next step, right? What's the 4D kind of thought process? It's not just 3D data, but it's 4D data, right? And combining that scheduling in with the progress that you're making and the data that you're using and kind of having that whole picture and have that whole picture available to everyone on the job site.
So the final question, and we've been, we're working the Trimble edition as we have these global and timeless fireside chats all working together of like, what is that one thing to go out there and crush it? But as Art of Construction has been honored to be educators and be educated through Trimble with one source of truth, how far are we away from construction truly operating under one source of truth? And what, from your point of view, will it take to get there?
That's an interesting one. It's something that we talk a lot about internally at Trimble and externally in the industry. I think we've made a ton of progress in the last years. We're getting closer and closer. We still have a lot of work to do, though. There's still a lot of places where that data can be missed or that data needs to talk better to different systems. And we're figuring out where those gaps are. There's still some work to do, but we're getting a lot closer. I think the place that we need to, that's really going to help us get there, is that adoption and that idea of giving that access to the source of truth to more people. As soon as you're giving the data to the layout technicians and the people who are on the job site every single day, then you actually have a real source of truth, right? It's not just the weekly check-ins, or it's not just the people, you know, in the office necessarily updating their designs. It's data coming from all facets of the construction process. And that's where I think it needs to come from.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, we're just going to keep learning and growing and working together, but this moment in time is super cool. Like it connects the dots, right? And you have to be able to kind of go through and understand and take these moments in time. And we're honored to be a part of Trimble's platform, where you guys are working with so many cool things. We'll make sure we put stuff on the show notes as you continue to move this along. And pay attention to this stuff, tribe. Like, this is the future of construction, and the future is now. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.